As any self-respecting Pennsylvanian will tell you, there's a good chance the devil lives in New Jersey. The sulfuric turnpike smell, toxic waste dumps, abundance of creepy urban legends, and the New Jerseyans' rabid consumption of pork rolls and gravy-drenched French fries all point to some sort of demonic influence. So, when the hardware store where I worked went out of business the day after graduation, and I found myself with 3 months of unexpected freedom stretching out in front of me before it was time to leave for Duke, a road trip to investigate the New Jersey devil situation shot to the top of my to-do list. I just read a horror novel about a hellmouth located in Passaic County and thought it would be interesting to see if the real-life setting, a series of underground tunnels and storm drains near Clifton, did the book justice. I'd spent most of my high school career playing football or running drills with the private coach my dad hired to help me get better at playing football. The best at playing football. But much to my old man's eternal frustration, I preferred to spend my downtime reading instead of watching game tape in the basement. In books, there were no limits, no rules, at least not for writers brave enough to break them. And I couldn't conceive of something more exciting than a job with no rules. I was 18. Rules, and my father most of the time, were the enemy.
I stare at the devil emoji on my screen for longer than I should, thinking about pretty devils and how naive I used to be. Just a stupid kid pretending to be grown up for the summer. I think about that girl a lot. 16-year-old Addie with her smart mouth and big dreams, so sure of herself, and the love of a boy who touched her like she was the only thing that mattered. Sometimes I hate her confidence and those happy memories of the past that float around inside me, making me aware of my not-so-happy present. Other times, I want to reach back through time, give teen me a big hug, and thank her for giving me that beautiful summer. One summer of being wild and loved, and oh so brave, before my pretty devil proved he wasn't so pretty after all, not in the ways that count, and left without even saying goodbye.